It's time for the Phenology Report. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And we have really kind of crested the hill, and we are on the downslope heading into spring. There's no turning back now. I have a number of observations that have great significance in the phenological world. The first female black red-winged blackbird showed up at my feeder this past week. I had a really unique experience. There's been a great horned owl. I've been really blessed. Early in the mornings and late in the evenings, I go outside. I stand for a little while, and I hear three different species of owls. I hear saw-whet owls. I hear barred owls, and I hear great horned owls. Well, the other morning, I was out and listening, and I could hear the great horned owls, and about a half hour later, after the sun had just begun to climb up, it was now about 6:30, the crows began to really raise a ruckus, and I realized that the crows had found the owl, and you could hear the owl calling, and you could hear the crows screaming at it, and I hopped on my bike. I was going to ride over and watch the fun, and they moved as I was approaching them and moved across the lake. It's nothing for the owls and the crows to move, but for a guy on a bicycle, it put me out of their reach. I did have an opportunity to hear both of the parties involved in the altercation calling to one another. And you may wonder why, you know, the crows are so virulently hateful toward owls. And it stems from the fact that great horned owls are perfectly happy to fly into a copse of trees in the middle of the night where the crows are roosting and take one and eat it. And I have seen the evidence of that. I have found the lower mandible and lots of black feathers from a spot where an owl probably captured a crow and ate it in a tree. And so the great horned owl, you know, they take the abuse that the crows heap on them because they've earned it, because they spend a lot of time, you know, wiping out crows when they can. So it's I guess it's okay. It was a fun morning anyway, and I'm sure the owl felt, you know, put upon, but given his history, I'm sure that deep down he probably realized it was probably something that he had coming. I've been watching the silver maple in my yard. It reached its peak of flowering last week, probably, maybe Wednesday, and on Friday it was the male flowers were completely exhausted. That is, they had no more pollen to give. And on Saturday, they began falling off of the red maple tree, and now they are littering my deck. And I can only assume that in the next day or two, they're going to come down in even greater numbers. It's interesting this time of year to kind of watch these proceedings. The same thing has happened to the aspens, and we're gonna talk about those in just a few minutes. But first, I want to run you down a few other things. Yellow-bellied sapsuckers came back. Box elder and pin cherry are leafing out, just breaking leaf bud. Nannyberry is beginning to break leaf bud. Speckled alder is past its prime in terms of flowering and is beginning to break leaf bud. Leather leaf, which is a plant of the bogs, not to be confused with leather wood. The leather leaf is showing flower structure. The leather wood, when I checked on it last Thursday or Friday, it was tightly closed. When I checked on it yesterday, it had just begun, or I guess it was Sunday I checked on it. It had just begun to bloom on Sunday, so it was definitely getting ready to go last week. But now the leather leaf, or the leather wood, is flowering, and those are those shrubs that you find in the rich, sweet soils where you have sugar maples or basswoods or yellow birch, that kind of a forest. It's a plant that likes the less acidic soils and the calm and collected areas under those big spreading deciduous maples and basswoods, etc. So the leather wood is in bloom in those areas. In the Grand Rapids area, you can see it going south on Highway 169. It's also along the Mishawaka Road. It's near the Harristown Cemetery. These are places that I go regularly. It's on County Road 49, the Wabana Road, just past the resort up there, Wagathaka, and it's just from there to about the edge of the creek that's just past that. It grows in there as well, and I'm sure that if you are looking for it in your area, it will be pretty easy to find. Look for the forest as I've described it, and you'll for sure find it. Tamaracks begin to bud this past week. They are showing their first green. Pagoda dogwood, flowering crab, beaked hazel, American hazel, all these plants are throwing out leaves right now. Yellow birch is starting to break leaf bud. Willows are starting to break leaf bud, especially the weeping willow. The willows, the pussy willows, those plants that have the willows that have their flowers on them right now. It's pretty easy to tell the boys from the girls in the willow family. The shrubs are either male or female, and the trees are the same, either male or female. It extends into the aspen family, as we've discussed. But the willows right now, if you are driving along this morning and looking at pussy willows along the edges of the roads, you're probably seeing some that are kind of yellowish looking and others that are more green looking. And the yellow ones are the males. Those are the ones with the pollen at the ends of their little filaments. And the green ones are the females. And if you get out of your car and walk up to some of those green shrubs, you'll see that the flowers there are yellow or red or perhaps green. And they are, they're very small. They're these two little tendrils that come out of the tops of this swollen capsule, which is the ovary where the seeds will be manufactured. But the overall appearance from the road is of green because you're looking at the ovaries and not the actual flowers. And so what you're going to see are green and yellow. And the green are the females and the yellows are the males. I want to talk a little bit about catkins on the aspens, and as I just mentioned, the aspens are like the willows because they belong to the same family, and there are male aspens and female aspens. And if you have aspens around you in your yard, if the catkins are falling, if these long fuzzy flowers are falling on your driveways, those are falling from the male aspens. And the female aspens will hold their catkins. Those female aspens will get quite green in their development as their ovaries begin to show. And they will become prominently green. And at some point, I will be fooled into thinking that they are leafing out because the green catkins, the green female flowers, will sort of trick my eye into thinking that it's actually begun to leaf out. I did a little research, starting with some records that I have that go back to 1989 or so, and looked at the number of days between the first aspen, male aspen flowers falling and the aspens leafing out. It turns out that the average is about 7 days. 7.5 days is the average amount of time between the catkins falling and the leaves coming out. Now, that event took place here on, the 19th or 2019. I think it was April 26th or 7th. So if you add 7 days, you'd be at May 3rd. I kind of doubt that we're going to see aspen leaf out on May 3rd. It has run as long as 24 days in 2002. The catkins began to fall on the 18th of May of April, and the trees didn't leaf out until the 12th of May, and that was our overwhelming winner on that contest. In the on the opposite side of things, in 2006, it was one day. In 2013, which was that really cold late spring, the catkins didn't fall until the 7th of May, but the trees began to break leaf bud 4 days later on the 11th of May. Last year, catkins started falling on the 1st of May, and the leaves came out on the 5th of May. So it could be that the distance between the catkins falling and leaf out will be abbreviated this year because it is late. We are already 2 days late, well, 1 day late. Today is the 30th, and the average is the 29th. But I would expect, my own estimation of it is that we will be much closer to the 5th, possibly the 7th. So by the time we talk again next week, I would think that the aspens will be just beginning to leaf out. There's lots more to cover on phenology, but we're not going to take the time this morning. I'm going to tell you to get out there and see what's happening in your yard. There are dandelions blooming. The hepaticas are blooming. There are just a lot of things that are starting to happen, and you can be an observer of those things by just stepping out the door and taking a look.